for those of you who are unaware of the Rubrik product, it's really a tool that's designed to help consumers who are going through one of the hardest decisions they've ever had to make in their entire life, which is the decision to move to senior living, really take the time digitally to self-assess, better understand what it is that they value, where they're headed, what barriers they might face along the way, and educate them before they ever even talk to a salesperson.
Welcome to season 8 of Bridge the Gap, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. The BTG Network is powered by sponsors Align, NICMAP, ProCare HR, Sage, Hamilton Captel, ServiceMaster, The Bridge Group Construction, and Salinity, and produced by Salinity Marketing.
Bridge the Gap 3, 2. Welcome to Bridge the Gap Podcast, the senior living podcast with Josh and Lucas. Beautiful Fort Lauderdale FSLA conference here in the summertime. We got a great guest, one of our big supporters, Evan with Align and Rubrik. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I think this is what, number three, four, maybe?
At least.
Something like that.
Yeah, I feel like you're a frequent flyer.
Yeah. I like to show up every now and then.
So the last time you were on, it was the big announcement of Align and Rubrik merging together. And for people that know Rubrik, you guys are masters at bridging the gap in the sales process, really. And what does that look like today? You know, months later, how has Rubrik and Align aligned, so to speak?
So for those of you who are unaware of the Rubrik product, it's really a tool that's designed to help consumers who are going through one of the hardest decisions they've ever had to make in their entire life, which is the decision to move to senior living, really take the time digitally to self-assess, better understand what it is that they value, where they're headed, what barriers they might face along the way, and educate them before they ever even talk to a salesperson. So when Align approached us and we made the announcement back in January where Rubrik was going to come under the Align fold, the opportunities were just endless. Where Align has built their business around how do you empower the sales teams to be able to have better conversations through the CRM, through their chats, through the contact center, and have more better conversations. And so being able to get more data on the front end that pipes into the CRM was just a no-brainer. And so now where we're headed is we get all this data from consumers that are anonymously browsing on these websites. We can push that into the CRM and do dynamic updates to the contact records so sales teams aren't going into these conversations blind. Biggest opportunity is staffing is obviously an issue. Sales teams are asked to do a lot of things daily. And so the last thing that they need to do is have to dig through these CRMs, which are usually static, and update maybe daily with some additional information. And now they're getting dynamic summaries that they can go directly into that call, pick up the phone, and it'll sound like they've known that prospect for months because they have the information.
Wow. So now you're making that sound like that is super easy. That's a very complex system, but is it because of the alignment, no pun intended, of all these different companies and specialties and softwares are all under the one umbrella now? Is that what makes this feel seamless, or is it just the Rubrik tool, or how does that actually work?
It's a combination of a lot of different things, and operators can do this dynamically with the systems that they use, or they can do it all under one roof. And so the goal, I'm glad it sounds easy, because that's at the end of the day, when you launch technology, you want it to look and feel seamless, something that you can dive into and begin using almost immediately with a little ramp up. That ramp up is something you have to train on. It's something that you have to get the sales team comfortable with so that they're not dropping balls or missing data. And so, yeah, with having the Rubrik software flowing into the Align CRM, it can look in a few different ways. So if you're using another CRM, you're still going to get the Rubrik data. And that just pumps in and it's static. It's living in the contact record. However, with the Align CRM, we're taking all of the data points and feeding it through an algorithm that can now create smart summaries that will tell you the most recent activities and what that means and how you can use that to have those better conversations. And so I wish I could say it's easy on the back end, but for the sales teams that are using it, it looks and feels easy.
So say that again, it's an automated summary.
Yes.
So essentially, is that through AI? How is that working?
Within the contact record, there are all kinds of data points that are flowing into these records. And so we ask sales teams like, hey, it could be as granular as what page on the website did this consumer convert on? Sales teams are not going to do that digging. But if it flows through a system and the system can provide context to the softer information like that, or the granular information that marketing teams historically have cared about, now all of a sudden sales teams can get an insight into where is that buyer's headspace and be able to connect with them so much quicker than they otherwise would have.
Practically speaking, is it as easy as, hey, I'm a community professional, I walk into my office or I'm walking in the building, or maybe I'm at home, a virtual day, and I want to check in on, you know, what's the latest going on with my dashboard of contacts that I'm working with. Maybe it's decision makers, sons or daughters. Maybe it's the resident themselves in some setting. And you're saying there's a dashboard that's going to sort of inform me on what's the latest at a glance.
It could be as simple as sales teams have a lot of leads. I was just having some conversations with some operators, and they said, well, when we open up that CRM, there's thousands of leads all at different stages. So Align has had the opportunity scores on the contact records that take the recent activities from the prospect and provide a score that lets you know, hey, what's the likelihood that this person is likely to move? Now what we're working towards and about to launch soon is a top 10 list. So based on all the activities that are happening within that contact record, who are the top 10 people that this salesperson should be focused on today? And then eventually get to an opportunity to be able to suggest next steps that the prospect or that the salesperson can say, yeah, this looks great, I'll take it and I'll update it, or regenerate or decline it, I'll do my own thing. And so we're trying to take away and prompt and lead the salesperson to be able to do what they do best, which is connect with the consumer and have more better conversations.
As a user of Rubrik, I mean, one of the things before the merger that, you know, we were sold on and we saw is that it's almost sort of a lead nurture to where folks that maybe were visiting our website or poking around, and even maybe they didn't believe they were ready for our care, or the adult son or daughter didn't believe that they were quite ready for memory care or whatever it was, assisted living, through some of those tools, right, that you all can equip marketing teams or community leaders or sales teams with. It sort of takes this educational, informational journey of whoever's making that decision without the sales team actually having to even have a conversation. And then the lead that's very educated and then now is like, oh, I actually am ready based on this information that I didn't know. How has that journey changed or improved since you joined with Align and now it's all under one umbrella?
I think what's great about it is one of the things that we always wanted to know prior to a tight tie with a CRM was what happens to these people. We know we can get them over the hump and get them to have the conversation. We can speculate that sales teams are having better conversations. We know that they are converting at a higher rate on websites. But what we weren't sure about was how does that translate to actual conversations? And so when we look within the CRM, when we see our operators that are leaning into this idea of the education, the self-education without a salesperson being involved, allowing the consumer to better understand not only where they are, where they want to go, what barriers are they likely to experience at some point in this process, and allow them to confront that in the comfort of their own home without feeling judged. It actually removes those roadblocks that the salesperson has to navigate around or overcome. And so we watched sales cycles speed up, and we got to see that in the data. We watched conversion rates to move-ins tighten up. We watched the disqualification rates become more predictable, where we're still going to send people over that are not going to be qualified, and that's fine. We were still a resource for them, but we can flag it for the sales teams so that they know to dig in. Hey, this person likely might not be the best fit for your communities for these three reasons. Ask them these questions when you get them on the phone. And now they're not spending an hour on a tour, and then they find out that they're not the right fit because they actually need a higher level of care.
Yeah. Well, you know, Lucas, as I'm sitting here thinking about this, you know, one of the reasons why we started the podcast and sort of one of the North Stars is like, gosh, we want to make everybody better in senior housing, and in doing that, make senior housing better, which also, if we do that, it changes the outside perception and perspective of people that need our services. Because we all know based on the data, there's a lot of people out there that need to be in our communities that maybe don't know us, don't know what we really do. It's confusing. So it's kind of, there's a lot of barriers for people that are confusing, right? Just an educational thing. So it sounds like to me, if these tools are equipping, empowering, enabling sales professionals to do a better job at that. Ultimately, this is something that's helping to change the perception of an industry that's been sort of a mystery. But as we know, with the aging population, we have the greatest capacity to make a huge impact on the lives of aging adults around the world. So it's pretty exciting that we've got partners that are helping us do that.
Totally. I mean, this type of technology and insight into, to your point, Evan, a very difficult decision is paramount. I think the anytime you can better connect with your potential buyer, your consumer, it makes a big difference. It makes for even just a better transition, even if they were going to buy anyway. I mean, why not know them better?
Yeah.
And suit their needs, right?
I think that's exactly right. I think the macro vision for Align is, how do we seamlessly pass information that's gathered by our, not only our consumers, but our residents from our vendors? How do we take all of the information that is in the ecosystem around a resident or a consumer and seamlessly pass that information to the other people that are involved in this decision? Because at the end of the day, you're streamlining that process. You're making it more, enjoyable for a very unenjoyable decision. You are making it just easier for the family. And the way we're saying it internally is, we're trying to elevate aging. We're trying to make not only the lives of the residents and the prospects, but also the lives of the caregivers, the people in the communities, have an easier job to be able to connect with the people they serve every day and spend more time with them as opposed to within the systems. And so we want to be able to take these systems and let them have access to the data that flows through these communities daily, see it through one single pane of glass, and know exactly what's happening within these operations so that they can become more efficient, which ultimately transfers down to a better experience for the resident and the families that are tied to
them. Very complex, but you make that sound, again, very simple. I've always been impressed with you. How long have you been doing this, by the way?
When you say this, what do you mean? Sales, like,
No, with Rubrik, when did you guys start? When did you enter the senior housing industry specifically?
So I joined Rubrik, employee number 6, April of 2019. So as soon as I got to learn the industry, I had to relearn the industry because we reset in 2020.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want to compliment you. You've done a phenomenal job at really earning the respect. Obviously, you've had a ton of success in a relatively short amount of time during a very difficult time. And I love your approach. You know, from the first time I met you, heck, I didn't even have a clue who you represented or what you did, but you have a knack for learning a relation and earning a relationship with people before they really even know what you do. And I think it's shown. So for a minute, for all those folks in our industry that are pros at whatever they do, a product or service that they are part of, do you have any bits of information that you can share, of tips of how how you've navigated coming into a new vertical over the last few years and what it's been like for you, and tools of the trade that you would pass along to pros?
I think if I were to distill it down to 3, I would say number 1 is show up, be there, just be around. There's a lot of people in the industry, get to know them. Do not lead with product would be number 2. Don't lead with product. You've got to take a step back and listen to what they're actually saying. Because if you come in with product, you're just going to be that. You're going to be a solution vendor. And they're not going to want to talk to you. And it's going to be very difficult to crack into this industry, because at the end of the day, this industry is built on relationships. And so we have to show up, we have to be curious, and we want to learn from the people that we're talking to. I try to make it a point for every interaction I have at any of these conferences to walk away learning at least 3 new things that I did not know about in different areas of the industry or of the business that I've never thought about. And I don't always do it. I'm not always great at it. But at the same time, if you become intentional around it, you can do that.
Thanks for sharing some of those tips. I know our listeners are, many of them are just determining whether they're going to take the opportunity to join this industry and figuring out how to navigate it. But it's a tight-knit group, a family, so to speak. And it's great to have folks like you, partners like Align and Rubrik through the years. We're pretty lucky, Lucas.
We are. And this is how we're able to bring this content to you freely, is through the support of our partners and sponsors at Align. Great conversation. Thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, it's always a blast.
And for those of you that want to learn about Align and Rubrik, you can scroll down into your show notes, hit those links right there. Go to btgvoice.com, download this content and so much more. We'd love to see you on LinkedIn as well. Thanks for listening to another great episode, Bridge the Gap.
Thanks for listening to Bridge the Gap podcast with Josh and Lucas. Connect with the BTG Network team and use your voice to influence the industry by connecting with us at btgvoice.com.